Okay, good morning everybody. Welcome back to our Seder Limud. So, here we are in Parshas Vayigash. I'd like to look at a particular comment of Rashi on this week's Parsha. Pasuk tells us when Yaakov Avinu is leaving Eretz Yisrael and travelling down to Mitzrayim, so he travels past the Eretz Sheva and he offers Korbanos. And the Pasuk reads, "Vayitza Yisrael, v'chol ha'shaloi." Yaakov Avinu travels along with everything he has, Vayomer be'Eretz Sheva, he comes to Eretz Sheva, Vayizbach Vochim, he offers Korbanos, le'lekei Aviv Yitzchok, to the God of his father Yitzchok. So Rashi takes note of the fact that the Pasuk mentions that he offers his Korbanos to Elokei Aviv Yitzchok, to the God of his father Yitzchok, singling out Yitzchok and not mentioning either both of his fathers or Avram. Rashi considers this a noteworthy har. Why is this so? And Rashi gives an answer. It's actually based on Medrash. Let's look at Rashi, the Elokei Aviv Yitzchok. Chayez Avram, b'chvoid Avim, yoter m'b'chvoid v'kona. Because a person is obliged to be mechaved his father more so than the covered of a grandfather, lefichach tolav Yitzchok v'lo v'Avram. For this reason, he mentions that the korbanos, we sort of mitziyachis, we ascribe this covered to Yitzchok, who is the father of Yaakov, as opposed to Avram, who is his grandfather, because the primary chiyuv of kavod is to the father, and that chiyuv is greater and stronger than the chiyuv of kavod which applies to a grandfather. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu specifically ascribes his korbanos to Elokei Aviv Yitzchok as a mark of kavod to his father, and since the kavod of the father is greater than more, is a greater obligation than the kavod of a grandfather, that's why he says singled out in the K of Yitzchok. Actually, no. No, we're going to actually make enough community to understanding this Rashi. We're going to look at it soon. But he wasn't. Well, no, he already passed away. So let's take a look a little further. Maybe that is such a habit, we're going to see in a minute. For some people it's not even a habit, some people it's a must call. But I'd like to begin from the other extreme. Simple reading of the Rashi is that there rests a cube of kibbutz, like there's a cube of kibbutz Am. There's also a cube of kibbutz Avina. There's also a cube of kibbutz grandfather. Only that the kibbutz of a father is kinder, it's joyser than the cube of kibbutz of a grandfather. That seems to be a simple reading of the Rashi. I suppose. Time is the common, then the Yoyse never the common. More so than the common of a grandfather, but the implication is that there is a hue of common to a grandfather as well. Now, I'd like to begin from that angle of things. Is that really so? Let's say that there's no direct, Talmudic source for this hue. We're going to learn through the sugyas of kibbutz arba'im, we won't find any explicit mention of there being a chiyuv kibbutz toward the grandfather. Well, it's surely very nice and very correct and very proper, but is there a halachic chiyuv of kibbutz of a grandfather? We will not find it mentioned anywhere in the sugyas of the Gemara. And although the Gemara does add a number of other people onto the basic chiyuv of kibbutz ar, like the Gemara learns the drosha for Ochid Hagodah, which should give a measure of kavod to the oldest brother,
Rebbe,
the also a father's wife or mother's husband, even if they're not a parent, a number of other people who also come into the wider field of kibbutz, and there's no mention of a grandfather. I'd like to look at a number of halakhic sources who discuss this more in detail. Is there indeed such a chiyuv or not? So one of the applications of this in halacha, is to give a little drop of hakdama, relates actually to the chiyuv of saying kaddish. The question understands that the chiyuv of saying kaddish after somebody passes away, at least as regards a child, one of the primary mechayim to say kaddish for a parent is the peel of kovod. This is not mechayim for you, but other than the peel of kovod is mechayim the child to say kaddish after their peel. Now, we know that in many shuls in bygone times it was usual to split up, to share out the kaddishim between the different avodim around. It wasn't like in many places today where everybody just says kaddish together. They used to give them out. Some shuls still do it other yom hazeh, right? In the Yetish shul, in monks in London.
But yeah, yeah, but that's that angle where the kaddishim are given out.
Okay. In the Gros book?
Yes.
Yes? Besides the lady. Because that's why I didn't speak, that lady's over here in a minute.
Lena's
all together.
Exception.
Right, Chakri.
I think of the dread compromise. Everybody puts
a little bit of a shock.
It's pretty good talent, you can say it all in a lane.
You know, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, as we say, it was usual to give the kaddishim out. So when we have to decide who gets how many, and one of the basic rules was that there's a big difference between somebody saying kaddish for a parent and somebody saying kaddish for the other extreme. For a stranger, somebody who didn't have kaddish to somebody say kaddish to them or whatever. So they would give a much greater portion, sounds like 2/3 or 3/4 of the kaddish would go to the one who's saying kaddish for the parent, and only a quarter would go to the one saying kaddish for a non-relative. Now what would be the thing with somebody saying kaddish for a grandparent? That is actually how this China. And this is the shorish of the Shaila means, is there kibud of kibud avi'av like there's a kibud of kibud av, in which case we'll give them the same level of precedence like somebody saying kaddish for a parent. Although we say there's no kibud of kibud avi'av, there's only a kibud of kibud av, and we'll treat the grandson saying kaddish for the grandparents like somebody saying kaddish for a stranger. Sounds big concern, no better. So let's have a look at the sources on this one. So if you actually have a machlokes between the Tshuvos Maharik and the Tshuvos of the Ramah. So this is the Maharik. The culture came that if you are near and near Tzaiti, either Ben Aben, Loiva Kaddish, Bishul, Rekomoy, you're using the other way. It appears to me that there's no obligation on the grandchild to say Kaddish for the grandfather any more than on a stranger. It's the same as saying Kaddish for a stranger. Sharei Mosinu, because we buy Shamira Kaddish following the Tshuvos Maharik. The hue of Kaddish stems from the hue of Kibbutz. Shari Omra, both Kibbutz, Shnei Akim, Lutrim, Shnei Halokim, the Kaddish, and that's the reason two brothers share a Kaddish equally, Mishim Shekol Echol, Chayet, the Kobbutz, obvious, since each one has got a hue of Kibbutz. Ume Acha, Shah, Dobo, Holy, the Kibbutz, Holy, since it is related to Kibbutz, in Cain, Mirah, says the Mari, it would appear, Sheben HaBen, that a grandchild she'ein chayev the kovod the kovod, who is not chayev in the kovod of the grandfather. Sharei lo yosimu b'shum mokay, says the Maharik. We do not find in any source she is chayev ela the kovod ba'av v'ha'ein. Then there is chiyuv kibud except for father, mother, the eishes oviv b'chayev, and father's wife, the ba'al ima, mother's husband, the ochi hagodah, an older brother, but not on a grandparent. So says the Maharik, I do not see any reason to give the grandchild the same level of precedence like one saying Kaddish for a parent. Rather, I would give them the same level as one saying Kaddish for a stranger, because I do not find anywhere any source that there's a Kibbutz for a grandparent.
That's strange, because his father, if he had an obligation of Kibbutz to his father, would surely feel very great to his son to give covet to his father, because he would feel that. He's got that connection.
So we should be mechayev him, even if there's no independent chiyuv.
Yeah, even there should be a difference between that and a stand person, because his father would get, as it were, a shvah from the son going.
Yes, a good shvah. We're going to actually see that for a mention later on. Maybe even if there's no independent chiyuv, but there's a chiyuv inside
the father.
The father is like a type of kibbutz.
Yes.
The type of kibbutz to be
think I wrote that because the same way that it's permanent to honor his father's wife, his second wife, and not drop your mother, but the person that is in court, since you've got an obligation to honor your father, that he's covered to be honoring his wife. But that's it, it's okay. Same way your father has covered for his father, that you're fulfilling that obligation.
Right. So indeed, when we'll come in a second to the other side of the coin, those who say there is a kiyum of kibud abiyah, Tzadok Rebbe explained it in this type of sense, that it's not an independent kiyum of kibud abiyah, it's the type of kiyum of kibud ah. So let's go to the source and we'll come more to that idea in a minute. So the Ramah, in his kibud, is chayyuk on the Ma'arik. And he brings a raya. Obviously, what we're expecting to hear, he brings a raya from Rashi in this week's parsha. Ki marik, kotav sham, says the Ramah, the marik, right? So it was thing sheben haber chayev the kovid avi avi. We don't find anywhere that the child was chayev, the grandchild was chayev in the kovid of the grandfather. Well, okay, here's the tzav, the tzilo, sheben haber, achim e toshim, and that's why he puts down to get to the beginning of the tshuva, the idea that the ben haber is like a stranger. For Lloyd came to the Modi, and this is not my opinion. Sorry, Omer of a Medrash, by Yizbat Zot in the Nekei of a Yitzchak, the Nekei of the Ovid, Shechayr, Odom, the Kovoy of it, Yosef, the Kovoy of the Ovid. Etc. Behu, Behu, and Niglech, and Lloyd is the Rimarik. This is openly explicit, not like the words of Marik. And indeed, this Mahloik, besides for being mentioned in their volumes of responsa is also mentioned openly in Shulchan Aruch. In the Hagoyt of the Ramah, in the Siddurim which deals with Kibbutz Av, Siddurim Reish Men in Yerushalayim, Yesh Oimrim, these are the writings of the Ramah now, Yesh Oimrim, the Ein Adam Chayesh the Kovod Avi Ovid, some say there is no obligation of Chiyuv towards Avi Ovid, and the thought is Mari, which we just looked at. The Ein Adam Ali, and says the Ramah, I do not agree with it, and at the time the Kovit of it, Yosef with the Kovit of the Ovid. Rather, one is tied in the Kovit of the father more than the Kovit of the grandfather, but there is nevertheless a heel towards the grandfather. So, and the other place can speak about it more, they say, but Marpele on the Marik, how can it be? Right, so there's no fault whatsoever. For this, it's before a Shereshi. So let's have a look how one of the poskim is Meyashiv answers the Psach of the Marik. And he says, La'amir's Daiti, it appears to me, Iker Marik. That in fact, says the Eliyahu Zutta, in my opinion, the truth is with the Marik. So, Adra, let's ask a question. With the light on that, merely K of it, the Avi of it. What was stopping the apostle saying he's offering the Torah to any K of it, and also to any K of the Avi? Were there to be a Chiyuv of Kibbutz towards the grandfather as well, in the offering the Torah to any K of it, and the K of the Avi is related to Kibbutz? So, say both. What's stopping it saying both? Mashma that ain't Chiyuv Klaal to come with Avi of it. The implication is that in fact there is no requirement to be Mekabed Avi Ovid. You're going to ask me the wording of the Rashi. Rashi wrote that a person is higher to Mekabed Ovid, Yosef Mekabed to Kovid, more than the Kovid of the grandfather. But this implies that there is a measure of Kovid which needs to be given to the grandfather. So the Eliyahu Zutta, for Loshen Yosef, these words Yosef, greater love that can knock out. It's not to be taken so literally, so seriously. It means that a person is higher than the covenant of the father, and it's not higher than the covenant of the grandfather. That's exactly what Rashi is saying. So it boils down to the fact that this machlokes la'halacha between the Marik and the Ramah is really a machlokes in how to learn simple pshat in the words of Rashi in this week's parsha. When Rashi says the word is higher the covet of it more than the covet, the covet, are we meant to take that to mean more than covet to covet, but there is an obligation of covet to covet? Or are we meant to take that that there is actually no tshuva at all of kavod to kavod, which is the opinion of Ma'arik, and that is the machloket between the Ma'arik and the Rambam. Now that's the jump to the almost base of the sheet for a second. I'm going to go to look at a particular kasha, which will bring us on to something that Rob mentioned a minute ago, which is there's a very well-known klal, which is Megea, in terms of Kibbutz Arba'in, when what does a child do when he has a conflict of interest between the command of the father and the command of the mother? Let's take that case for a minute. Mother says, make me a cup of tea, and the father says, bring me, bathroom. So which one comes first? Can't do them both at the same time. So who comes first? The big one. That in fact, the covenant of the father takes precedence. And why does the covenant of the father take precedence? And the reason is, the one says, because both the child and the mother are obliged to give cover to the father. Because one of the obligations of a wife is to be mekavet to the husband. So both the son and the mother are chayav in the covenant of the father. But since the mother is also chayav in the covenant of the father, we can't say, let's put her covenant first before the covenant of the father. The mother is also chayav in the covenant of the father, so he has to come first. So having said that, why would it be that the covenant of a father comes before the covenant of a grandfather? If anything, it should be paket. The covenant of the grandfather should be the other way around. The covenant of the grandfather should take precedence over the covenant of the father. Because the father is also tied in the covenant of the grandfather.
Not an exact comparison.
So why is it not an exact comparison?
Because in the case of the happens, you've got the father, the wife has to be recovered him, and the son has to be recovered him. They both got it, so he's got more cover in the case with grandfather to go with the Hanukkah, the son doesn't have a son to be covered him. But then you read to his father, he doesn't have a direct. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the case of the wife and the son, they both got covered for the father.
Right. Of the grandchild towards the grandfather actually rests in the fact that he is chayav to be mechaber his father. This is chayav to be mechaber his father, and the chelek of covenant of the father is to be mechaber also the grandfather. And therefore, we cannot say, since the whole chiyuv of being mechaber the grandfather in the first place only stems from kibbutz av, so then there is no reason anymore why the kibbutz covenant of the grandfather should come first. And basically, the one who says this year, sorry, is in the Tzuvos of the Shlomo Kluger, Tzuvos HaMavad, the Yesh Lechalik, I use it in the following way. Look at this. Having said this, it gives us an added level of chiddush. The Yesh Lechalik, being in Ovid Ve'imay Bachayim, Oilo. There could be a distinction here of the top of the second thing down. The Yesh Lechalik, there is a distinction between Ovid Ve'imay Bachayim or Ilovi, whether the mother and father are alive or not. The Imay Bachayim, if they are alive, or given the name Atmon Chayovim Bekovid Aviyim, Gav Benem Chayovim Lechavid Aviyim. Does their Atmon have a kibbutz ha'ar? Kishev Benoy Mechavid is Ovid. Rabbi Zeh Atzmoy Bechral, Kibbutz Aviv, Nashe Mechavit, the comment. It stems from the chiyuv of the father towards the grandfather. Since the father is chayav, he's chayav in his comment, and he's chayav in his comment. So, So as a chelik of the father's covenant towards the grandfather, the grandchild who signed the covenant of his is also signed in the covenant of the grandfather. But it's all within the hue of the covenant of the father towards the grandfather. But hearing about the imam, Avonim of the imam Kvar Meisu, and having said this, we come to a massive kiddush. What will be the hue of a grandchild towards a grandfather when the middle dough is not there? If the father or mother has passed away. Since they have passed away and they're not five to be with so a basic koshi, that for them, turing the chavi that we will come. Then, indeed, even the grandchild will be puzzled from being mechavi, the grandfather. It's the chiyu of kibbut. So A, we answer the kasha, and B, we come up with a big kibbish la'alot. Let's just go over again. A, the question was, why should it be that the covenant of the father is first? Let's say the covenant of the grandfather is first, because, like we say, with his father and mother, they're both kind in the covenant of the father, so his covenant comes first. The tariff is that over here, the key of kibbutz of the grandfather towards the grandson towards the grandfather isn't an independent key, it's part of the chiyuvim of the key of kibbutz of the father towards the grandfather.
That the father's not alive,
and you don't get married. That if the father's not alive, you don't have to be mechatz. And with that, the answer is another kasha that he had a various rivals from the Gemara, from Gemara in cases where we find, not like the implication of our Rashi, there seems to be places where much more there's no chiyuv of a grandchild towards the grandfather, and the answer is all with this yisoid. Those are all talking where the middle daughter is not around anymore. And the chiyuv only rests within the chiyuv of the father towards the grandfather.
But we do see though that the grandchildren are do say hey for grandparents, you know, are they on your stuff, they do seems to be.
Yeah, well that might be based on the stuff of their own.
Yeah.
The Maharik would have said that they've got no greater shaykhs than
and
if you
don't
read them, you're not one of
your
grandchildren,
and
if you care
or not,
the role
that you should take
the
omen,
and
this is another
appeal
that you
say the
Kaddish
and say, oh, I'm going to. Yeah, I didn't actually look it up, but I know that there are more than stuff of this again in the book of Tavish. The Yod of Tavish, I imagine he probably follows through with the same stuff also. Let's just continue one stage further, change the table a little bit, but we'll go back to the Omud Abbas. That's the table which I put here at the bottom of Omud Abbas, the Lydia Chay. He actually takes this kasha one stage further. This kasha which we're asking that it should be that indeed the grandfather should come first. He wants to say that in fact the grandfather does come first. You know what? The grandfather comes first. Exactly like we asked the question from a situation of a child with a father and a mother, where the father comes first, because the other two parties are both tied in the covenant of the father. The exact same thing goes for the grandfather as well. Are you going to ask me that the Lashon of Rashi and the Lashon of the Ramah is not that way? They say that Yosef, the covenant of the father and the covenant of the grandfather. Well, let's focus specifically for a moment on the Rashi. And he says that the Rashi, what's Rashi speaking about? Rashi is speaking about when Yitzchok Avinu had already passed away. Once Yitzchok Avinu has already passed away, then we don't have any more this svara of the grandchild and the father both being higher than the covenant of the grandfather. So once you've lost that, then the covenant of the grandchild towards his father comes first, over and above his covenant towards his grandfather. But when the father's alive, then actually the hero of the grandchild and the grandfather is greater. We only said the Yoseh after the father's already died. But it doesn't seem to have made its way that a lot. It's not much of that way. There are more poor and more should have made such a hero. No question, that's not a lot. That's just another answer to that question. the period of Drush. I will stop it for today.